how do you see the video department merging in and collaborating with maybe the audio or the overhead or the website or things like that?
As you know, video by itself is totally useless. You need the audio with it. So we depend very heavily upon the audio feed that we receive from the audio department. They've been doing a great job getting us a nice clean signal. We also tie the video in with the multimedia department, and we have a direct link between the two that we can put the words over onto the video so the people on the video can see what we're singing at various times as well as some of the others. There's some refining there that we need to go with. God is just moving in a marvelous way. We see a joint venture here between all the different departments coming in. I'm thrilled that the gentleman interviewing me today has taken the initiative to work with Lillian on the website and everything, which has been one of my great hopes ever since I've been to the church and everything, except I can't do it all and I don't have that much of a background in web.
We're all different generations and we've got different worship styles. For many of us, it's been a process of trying to weave in and out and navigate this thing. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm 57 years old. So I'm not a youngster. I came from a Lutheran background, got saved in the Salvation Army, and then got transplanted over into the Assemblies of God, and now with the non-denominational for the last 15 years with Brookside. My music of choice is Southern Gospel. Mm-hmm. If you get in the car with me, you'll hear Southern Gospel. If you come into my office at work, you will hear Southern Gospel. How do I deal with the modern style of music? Personally, I don't like it, and I'm being very candid with you. But you know something? I am not going to fall into the trap that I had fallen into in the past of saying this is no good, because God is using. I have seen people come to Christ through the contemporary style of music. Who am I to question God's plan? I see the leadership here as a leadership of no church that I have ever been in anywhere that are truly searching what God would want us to do and the way He wants us to reach out to people. Who am I to question the way God is moving? I'd be like Job and arguing with him about going to Nineveh if I were to question God's motives. I'm not going to do it. So I try to the best of my ability to be blessed. And you know something? In the last 2 or 3 weeks, I have been so blessed by the services because of my change in attitude. And this is what we need. We need a change in attitude. We need to hear what God wants us to do and put aside our agendas.
Well, Chet, we all appreciate your candor and your time, and we'll be going forward together. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless you.